Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 10, 16 to 20. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 10, the verses 16 to 20. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. My theme for reflection is courageous witness in a hostile world. Courageous witness in a hostile world. Or if you want, wise, gentle, and spirit-led. There is something rather amusing about how confident we become before difficult conversations that have not yet happened. Many of us rehearse imaginary arguments while driving the car or standing in the shower, sounding like theological giants in our own heads. But when the real moment arrives, perhaps a tense family discussion, a difficult meeting at work, or an unexpected confrontation, we suddenly forget half of what we intended to say. It is comforting then that Jesus seems to know precisely how fragile and anxious his followers can be. In Matthew 10, 16 to 20, Jesus sends his disciples into the world with words that are both sobering and strangely reassuring. I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. These words emerge as Jesus prepares the disciples for mission in a world shaped by Roman imperial power, religious tension, and social hostility. To follow Christ was not a private spiritual hobby. It carried social risk, misunderstanding, exclusion, and sometimes persecution. Jesus does not romanticize discipleship. He tells the truth plainly. Faithfulness will sometimes place believers in uncomfortable and vulnerable situations. And yet, what is remarkable is the way Jesus describes his followers. Not lions, not warriors, sheep. Vulnerable creatures dependent upon the shepherd. But he immediately balances that vulnerability with wisdom and integrity. Be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Christians are not called to naive passivity nor to aggressive hostility. We are called to thoughtful courage, people who navigate the complexities of the world with discernment while refusing to surrender gentleness, honesty, or compassion. This tension becomes clearer when read alongside Exodus 40:1-33, where Moses carefully sets up the tabernacle according to God's instruction. The tabernacle symbolized God's dwelling among his people in the wilderness. Israel could survive hostile terrain, not because they were powerful, but because God's presence traveled with them. Likewise, in Matthew 10, Jesus does not promise the disciples immunity from suffering. He promises the presence and speech of the Spirit. It is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. The same God who filled the tabernacle now dwells within believers through the Holy Spirit. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "The church is the church only when it exists for others." That insight resonates deeply today. In the 21st century, Christians often face not lions in arenas, but subtler pressures, fear of rejection, online hostility, moral confusion, political tribalism, or the temptation to remain silent to avoid discomfort. Many believers struggle to speak truth without becoming harsh, or to show love without surrendering conviction. Jesus calls us to both courage and grace. 1 Peter 3:15 to 16 says, "Always be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." Christian witness is not about winning arguments or humiliating opponents. It is about bearing faithful witness to Christ in both word and character. Perhaps the greatest comfort in this passage is that the success of our witness does not finally depend upon our eloquence. Christ does not say, "You must always say everything perfectly." He says, "The Spirit will help you." God works even through trembling disciples. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I tempted to stay silent about my faith out of fear or approval seeking? Number two, how can I become both wiser and gentler in the way I relate to people who disagree with me? And now our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally encourage or pray with one person who may be struggling, anxious, or isolated. Offer a calm and compassionate Christian presence rather than simply an opinion. Sometimes the Spirit speaks most powerfully through quiet acts of grace. Lord Jesus Christ, you know the fears and anxieties that often silence our witness. Grant us wisdom to live faithfully, innocence to love sincerely, and courage to speak truth with gentleness. Fill us with your Holy Spirit so that in moments of weakness, we may trust not in ourselves but in your presence within us. Teach us to follow you faithfully in a divided and wounded world until our lives become signs of your peace, mercy, and grace. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.